There's no denying that Republicans have a big advantage in the big first. They've consistently held the seat for decades. The Republican hoping to continue that streak this year is Tracy Mann. He was former Governor Jeff Collier's lieutenant governor and a former real estate manager. It's not a surprise, but the coronavirus, along with its economic and health effects, is a top issue in the district. Mann says the best way to help Kansans recover is to loosen coronavirus restrictions.
We've got to return to normal life, normal demand levels for our ag products, for the services, for the way of life that Americans are accustomed to. We got to return to normal.
Mann says he's also concerned about the national debt, concerned enough that he's opposed to more federal stimulus spending.
I would not support large stimulus packages, you know, more rounds of fundings, unless it's very surgical and very targeted.
I do believe that at the federal level, there has to be more assistance.
That's Callie Barnett, the Democrat in the race and a former teacher. Yes, Democrats have a poor track record in the big first, but she's hoping to join the wave of women candidates that have been winning Kansas elections in recent years. On the coronavirus, she says Congress needs to pass another aid package, especially one aimed at helping small businesses.
There is many, many people around the country in the first district that are suffering, and we just need to make sure that we're bridging the gap for unemployed people.
But a lot of Western Kansas employers still struggle to find people willing to work in meatpacking plants, on their farms, or just in small towns with shrinking populations. Barnett says easing the path for immigrants to come into the state would help fill those jobs.
My opinion, we need a comprehensive immigration program, including a pathway to citizenship that is reasonable in terms of time and cost. And I just think it's incredibly important that we recognize that we all want the same things for ourselves and our families.
Mann agrees the immigration system needs improvement, but he says before that, there needs to be better border control.
I'm a big proponent of building the wall. We have got to secure our southern border. That is an immigration issue. It's also a national security issue, a drug trafficking issue, a human trafficking issue, and it just makes common sense.
Finding workers is one challenge for farmers. Another is the low commodity prices brought on by the coronavirus and trade tensions. Mann says the key to helping those Kansas farmers in Washington is keeping a representative on a certain committee.
We got to make sure the member from the Big First serves on the House Ag Committee.
Roger Marshall is on the House Ag Committee, while Kansas Republican Pat Roberts co-chairs the Senate. With Roberts retiring, Kansas will lose a lot of sway on agricultural issues in Washington. And that makes a House Ag Committee seat that much more important.
I've got assurances that if elected, I'm really optimistic that I would get to do that. But we've got to tell our story. We've got to have people that are able and willing to go to Washington, D.C. and tell the story of Kansas agriculture to a more and more urban Congress, given the makeup of other districts around the country.
Both Mann and Barnett come from farming families. Barnett also says she'd work hard to make sure she was on the Ag Committee. She also says relieving tensions from international trade wars would go a long way to helping the state's farmers.
We have to make sure that we have fair and stable markets that are being provided, fair trade deals that are put together. We know that we export so many of our goods here in the First District, and we have to make sure that our role in the federal government is to provide those relationships and make sure that we are doing what's best for our farmers.
Kansans across the Big First will vote on who represents them in Congress on November 3rd or sooner. Early voting starts October 14th. For KMEW News, I'm Stephen Bisaha.